When Dolores inclined her head to acknowledge the presence of her uncle, the movement dragged her down towards the earth. Her breasts dipped and swung in a low arc, and the rest of her droopy, fat body scarcely managed to resist. The wheelbarrow, in which the others had placed her, wobbled dangerously, until their uncle grasped its handles with his trembling hands and began to push Dolores away from the encampment and into the forest. The rest of the children watched them go with little feeling, deadened by light and heat. As she rolled down the slope that led to the green border of trees, a great tremor went through her. But Dolores was not able to distinguish between fear and desire, and so she made herself still again and awaited her destiny with the wooden resignation of a sinking merchant ship. Her affinity to the earth was so pronounced that she couldn't wait to be in it, though she would never be able to articulate that in words, the trick of which eluded her. And so Dolores had faced up to the marriage and what the schoolmaster called the dribbling monotony that was promised her, just as stoically as she'd faced up to being born. She bounced along in her melancholy way, as patient as a stone, and Agatha watched her from the ridge above the path, having followed the two of them at a distance since their departure from the camp. She moved forwards, still hidden by the dense net of leaves, and squinted down at the pair in the gully below her.